Friends, we now move on to the next chapter of total quality management, and the name of the chapter is people or total employee involvement. Earlier I spoke about customer involvement, then I spoke about supplier involvement, and now I am talking about total employee involvement. Total quality management needs total employee involvement. Like, just see this picture. The goal is to touch something at the top, and how people will stand on each other's shoulder and achieve the goal. On the occasion of Janmashtami, you have seen Govinda, how they achieve their goal? By total involvement. If there is no total involvement, they will fall down. And the same thing about total quality management. We must involve the employees in totality. Human factor is very important in implementation of any process or principle. Many people have told me that there is an engineering specification, there is a written down process, just follow and the quality will come. Just follow, don't use your head. Many people have told me, they have made my brainwashing. But I, in my total career, believed that human factor is also important. People have brain, people have edge, we have to sharpen the edge. They will be able to make the quality. Yes, I am not undermining the engineering, but I believe that the quality can be made by human beings. Total quality can be made by human beings in every department. And that is my firm belief, and I have worked for 35 years on this belief, and I have been successful in that. Human factor is very important in implementation of any process, any principle, total quality management. It is all the more important in quality management. Organization consists of a number of people working for a purpose. Each and every employee and department has a role to play. Some people are planners, some people are engineers, some people are buyers, some people are workers, grinders, turners, fitters, and so on. Everybody's role is important. As I have said earlier, like engineering design's role is important. Even the sweeper's role is also important, because if customer walks in your premises, if the premises is dirty, customer will become very unhappy. Everybody's role is important. Don't undermine the role of a sweeper. Don't undermine the role of a person who cleans your toilet. Because if the customer comes and enters the toilet, if it is dirty, definitely your impression will be falling down. Everybody's role is important. Everybody's quality is important. Organization becomes most effective when all the employees and all the departments work together harmoniously. What is harmony? When I am singing a song along with the orchestra, all the instrument must be in the same note, same tune. One wrong note will spoil the song. Harmoniously towards common goal. Individual goal, organizational goal, common goal and company objectives. All the departments, all the employees work together harmoniously. My friends, very important, but very, very rare. I am requesting all of you to implement what I am telling you in your organization about suppliers, about employees and about customers. I can promise you that you will be number one leaders of our country. You will be the great managers of our country. You can take our country to the developed one. Just follow what I am telling. Total employee involvement. The issues are, how do we get everybody to work together? Yes, it's a concern. How do we maintain their involvement? It's a concern. How do we make them contribute their best? How do we create satisfaction in them? It is not automatic. We have to create it. How do we improve continuously? About their involvement, about their morale, about their mood to work, about their contribution, continuous improvement. The beliefs are, employees are not just the resources, because many people have told me, resource, manpower is a resource. They are not just the resource, they are the very purpose. Company hires the total man, not just hands. We say, I have 100 hands. They are not hands, they are human beings, they are brains. We hire brains, we hire people, we hire human beings, and not just some materials like some gears or some bearings. We hire people, and that is important. Problems are with the system and not with the people. Again and again we have said, we blame people for some fault, but problems are not with the people, they are with the system. If people get upset, that is because of the system. If people leave you, because of the system. If people don't contribute, it is because of your system, faulty system. Look at the system. People will be able to improve systems and solve problems. Who will solve the problems? If people are not there, who will solve the problems? If people are not there, who will improve systems? Don't forget people as the important factor. Aim is to utilize full potential of all the employees. I should feel that ownership about the company. I should feel that dedication to the company. And for that, the system has to work. Total employee involvement is essential for customer satisfaction. We are not only talking about customer satisfaction. From the first chapter onwards, I am talking about customer satisfaction, but not only talking, I am also talking how to achieve that. And this is one how I achieve it. Total employee involvement. How do I orient people? How? From individual to team. So many individuals working, fighting with each other, no use. I must convert them from one individual, Mr. P.M. Bendre, to part of a team. Otherwise, he is not useful to me. From managing people, because we have been talking, I manage so many people. Don't manage them. Involve them, lead them, guide them. Be their friend, philosopher, guide. Don't manage them. Don't manipulate them. From delegation, because we have been talking about delegation in the principles of management. Yes. To participation and consensus. Let the decision be a consensus decision. Let the people do it by consensus. Participation and consensus. don't control them. They are not animals, they are human beings. Empower them. Give them authority. Delegate authority and responsibility. Empower them to take decisions. If they take a decision, support it. Don't criticize it every time. From problem management, go to problem solving. I told you how to solve the problems. From traditional pyramid structure, flattened structure. Reduce the levels in the management. Because too many levels of management will weaken the organization. You have seen it in the principles of management. Orient the people to the quality. Problem solving at the lowest level. Lowest level, empower them. Teach them how to solve the problems. Empower them to solve the problems. Empower them to take decisions. Give them all the resources, give them all the finance, give them everything what they want and allow them to solve the problems. They can solve the problems the best way in the lowest level. Understand this. Many times it happens that the problems are solved by only top people and then they are not properly solved. Solve the problems at lowest level. Help them to solve. But let them solve the problems. Meet conditions for empowerment, team building, and that is a job of a leader. Revise organization structure, and then last but not least, value, action, measurement, reward. I have put reward in the capital letters. Because if you don't reward the achievers, they are not going to be motivated. Reward the achievers. I have written in capital letters, reward. Value, action, measurement, and reward. Problems are best solved at the lowest level, I said. Most timely, lowest cost, solution at the source of the problem, because they know the process very well, much better than anybody else. Data not distorted, best for prevention in future, least political involvement, provide direct satisfaction. Total quality management needs higher levels of employee involvement. It refers to any activity by which employees participate in work related decisions and improvement activities with the objective of tapping the creative energies of all employees and improving their motivation. The range of activities is sharing of information. Any new innovative activity, share the information. Any new communication, share the information. Providing input on work related issues to everybody. Make suggestions. Self-directed responsibilities such as setting goals, making business decisions, solving problems, often in cross-functional teams. Employee involvement should begin with a personal commitment to quality. They are personally committed. The employees who accept and commit to quality philosophy are more apt to learn quality tools and techniques and use them in their daily work. Underline, accept and commit to quality philosophy. So we have to make them accept and commit to quality philosophy. Then they will learn the quality tools. Otherwise, they are not going to learn it. I have experienced this. Teach them and teach them and teach them. They will forget it. The people who will learn the quality tools are who accept and commit the quality philosophy. As the employees begin to see the benefits of commitment to quality, they will be more willing to work in teams. So like that, we have to mold the people, mold, groom the people. Team interaction in turn reinforces personal commitment, driving a never-ending cycle of improvement. But for that, what we have to do? It should begin with a personal commitment to quality, then they will learn the techniques, 7 tools of quality, then they will be more willing to work in teams, and this team interaction in turn reinforces personal commitment, driving a never ending cycle of improvement. And that is the cycle, that is the way how we should go about it. Suggestion schemes. In many companies, there are very good suggestion schemes. This is one of the easiest way to involve employees on an individual basis. There should be a department in the engineering range or engineering section who will accept the suggestions, evaluate them and reward them. Even rejecting also will carry one appreciation award. An employee suggestion scheme is a management tool for submission, evaluation, implementation of an employee's idea. God has given brain to the employee. He has also ideas. He is also an innovator. Take his idea. Maybe sometime he will give such an idea which will benefit to the organization as a whole. Take his idea. To save cost, improve quality, safety, process, companies reward employees for implemented suggestions. They reward them with appreciation award, empowerment. It means giving people authority. Very important. Authority with responsibility, make decisions on what they feel is right. Allow them. Let them take decisions. If they are wrong, doesn't matter. Because the person who will take decisions will make some errors. Let him make the errors. Allow him. He will learn from his mistakes. It means giving people authority to make decisions on what they feel is right, have control over their work, take risks. Okay. I want people to take risks. I want people to learn from their mistakes. I want people to take decisions. People who don't take decisions are useless. People who expect that only boss will take decision are no good. Empowerment requires a sincere belief and trust in people. I use this word in case of suppliers, mutual trust. I am using this word here also, mutual trust. Mutual trust in people. Sincere belief and trust in people. The whole philosophy of TQM is on this simple word, mutual trust. Between suppliers and us, between employees and us, between us and the customer. Mutual trust. What is empowerment at Motorola? Sales representatives have authority to replace defective products up to 6 years after purchase. Nobody will question them. Why you are replacing the products? Up to 6 years, they can replace the product if it is failed. This is a decision which earlier required top management approval. I know of a courier company where he was not able to deliver the courier to that old lady. He was empowered to hire a plane and go to that lady in the mountainous area, and he hired a helicopter and delivered that courier to him. He was empowered. Nobody will question. Empowerment builds confidence in people. It will improve their morale. It will generate commitment and pride, better experience, opportunity to advance their careers. They will become the real managers of tomorrow if they are allowed to take decisions, if they are empowered to take decisions. Then training, retraining, education. Companies committed to TQM have to invest heavily in this area. They have to find out better processes of training. They have to find out better processes of retraining. Quality awareness, leadership, project management, communications, teamwork, problem solving, interpreting and using data, meeting customer requirements, safety, error proofing, efficiency. We have to train them. The The leaders in quality, Deming, Juran, Crosby, actively promoted training and education. We have said it again. In the earlier chapters, we have said it, how they were emphasizing upon training and education. Other factors influencing the employee involvement are, of course, compensation. And one stage will come where money will not motivate them, but recognition will motivate them. Recognize their efforts. Call them, felicitate them, approve their efforts in front of all the team members. Say that this man has done a good job. Health, safety and employee support services. Look after their health. Look after their safety. Support them. If his family is facing problems, support them. Then help in career development. One day, when my father-in-law expired and I got the phone call, somehow my boss came to know about it and he came all the way to my house with some amount of money and he said, I am giving you a car, just go right now. You don't have to come to the company. That is the way how my boss was working. He came all the way to my house. He says, take this car and go. Take this money and go, because he was knowing that those days ATM was not there and I did not have money. So he helped me with the cash and he said, just go now. Then I will be more committed. Career development, performance appraisal, measuring employee satisfaction and HRM effectiveness. Measure it. Call them. Do a hear meeting. Listen to them. Find out what is their problem. Find out where they are lacking. Find out where they are unhappy. Why they are unhappy. And here important thing is about top management. Top management commitment, the various factors that contribute to the success of quality management practices are involvement and interest of top management. Employer is top management. Training on quality practices, top management commitment, conducive work culture, facilities for implementing quality practices. Here, top management commitment, among the above five factors, the absence of top management commitment will cause failure, definite failure. So much I am talking since chapter number one till now, will fail, TQM will fail if top management is not committed. Very, very, very clear, I am telling. Top management commitment is must. All the things what I have talked so many times will fail if top management is not committed. Please note it. I am requesting the top management people also to listen to me, that if you people are not committed, your TQM will fail, your management will fail. A total involvement of top management is required. Otherwise, everything will fail. Even if other factor is missing, then there will be drastic reduction in efficiency of implementation. Because top management is not bothered. It will reduce the efficiency of implementation. The CEO will have to initiate quality related activities in the organization. He has to initiate. He cannot sit in his air conditioned cabin and say, okay, you manage it. No, he has to initiate. He has to allocate enough funds. What happens in the companies which I have experienced? There are no funds. Only quality activities. You do, you do, you manage. That will not work. CEO has to initiate quality related activities. He has to allocate finance or enough funds for these activities. He has to arrange training on quality management principles to everyone in the organization. CEO has to do it. In every meeting, CEO has to talk about quality and express his personal commitment. Then only things will work. I know I am talking about this important point rather late, but yes, this is important point. First of all, I wanted to cover all the other points, but last but not least, I am talking about this is top management commitment. CEO himself will follow quality practices. If coming to the factory in time is the norm, CEO has to come in time. If following all the norms is important, CEO has to follow all the norms. If uniform is important, safety issues are important, CEO must have uniform and safety issues. CEO himself will follow the quality and safety practices. He should get involved in day-to-day quality activities. He should look after the employee suggestions. He should look after the employee problems. Then the things will start moving. CEO should avoid trusting only a few people. There is a coterie around the CEO. He should avoid them and expect them to initiate quality activities. Some few people will always be surrounding that CEO. No, that is not good. CEO should avoid putting other factors such as return on investment, productivity, profitability above the quality initiatives. He should put quality initiatives at the top, because that will satisfy the customer, that will automatically give the product profitability. CEO has to enforce the quality activities on everyone. Everyone means every single employee of the total organization. Doing things that will produce definite results is also a mark of commitment. And now I am coming to the next important point, and that is leadership. Look at this picture. Here is the leader and here are the employees. What is the difference between leader and a manager? Leader is, they were telling in my childhood that leader is born. I don't believe. I say that leader is not only born, but I can develop a manager into a leader. I can groom, I can mold a person into a good leader. Anyone who occupies a top level chair need not be necessarily a leader. It was believed that leader has to be born. Nowadays, it has been proved that leader can be made. A leader should possess certain qualities which are essential for leadership. What are they? Leadership means doing right things while management is doing things right. Do it right is management, and doing always right things. Little bit confusion, but I will say leader is doing right things. Efficiency is the main criteria of a manager. Effectiveness is the criteria for a leader. What is effectiveness? He is more close to the customer. He understands the customer. I have covered this earlier. He has compassionate behavior with the customer. He makes changes in his quantities and qualities and everything else as per the customer's wish. He is more worried about customer satisfaction. He is effective. Leadership is influencing the people. What is the difference between manager? Okay, I am sitting there in the manager's chair. Am I a leader? Do people listen to me? No, then I am not the leader. But I am not having the position of manager, but people listen to me, then I am a leader. Leader is in having influence over the people. For example, when I was working as a manager, my supervisor had better influence on the people. He was a real good leader. Later I promoted him as a foreman because he was a real good leader. He was having influence over the people. Leadership is influencing the people so that all of them do right things, right way at the right time, willingly and on their own, so that organization grows and the purpose is fulfilled. We want leaders. We don't want only employees. We want leaders, and we want to develop leaders. We want people to influence others to do right things. We want people to influence others to do profitable things, to do quality things, to satisfy the customer. A leader has the responsibility of leading teams working in a complacent and hostile world, and disturbances are on the rise. There the leader will influence the people. He has to rightly create you to be fruitful as a leader. It can't be expected that the leader will be charismatic. That charisma comes by the God's grace. Everyone may not be, but he is having some ability, different ability. Unless people are convinced, they won't fall in line with the leader. Hence, people building is a prime area wherein leaders have to excel. They have to build the people. They have to build the team. He has to improve their self-esteem, self-worth, and then if he is successful in that, he really becomes a good leader. Then he has to train them to work as a team. Then using the team, he has to achieve the targets. He has to excel in conflict resolution and crisis management. Leading is a dynamic process, requiring constant thinking on appropriateness of the process. Leader should have cool temperament. He cannot be angry. He cannot be, you know, autocratic leader. He has to be compassionate. He has cool temperament, maturity, endurance, tact, decisiveness, integrity. 12 guidelines for effective leadership. Give priority attention to external and internal customers. He is a leader. Empower rather than control. He is a leader. Emphasize improvement rather than maintenance. He is a leader. Emphasize prevention rather than cure. What all things I have covered earlier, leader is able to do it. And so, for a successful TQM, we want leaders. So, developing the leaders from managers is the task. And for that, top management commitment is required. Encourage collaboration rather than competition. Train and coach rather than direct and supervise. Learn from problems. Accept your failures. Continually improve communications. Continually demonstrate commitment to quality. Choose suppliers on the basis of quality, not price. A supplier who is supplying at lower price may not be a good supplier. He may be a very bad supplier. Price is not the only criteria, or it is not the important criteria also. Establish organization systems to support quality effort. Encourage and recognize team effort. Define clear-cut objectives for job. Make the people involved. Give them instructions what to do, how to do, what not to do. For effective controlling, assess the progress, assess the performance. Because you know, in principles of management, controlling is important process. Informal meetings to let them know their progress, corrective actions, curb any disturbance, analyze and find out the reasons for failure, redefine the objectives, do's and don'ts, tell what to do, tell where to go, tell what to take. If what is expected is not happening, tell what the recommended remedial measures are. We always tend to fail in this criteria. If what is expected is not happening, tell what is the recommended remedial measure. Give knowledge about the situation and surroundings. Communicate. Make them aware. Caution with concern about possible danger, possible hazards, possible risk. Assure help. Tell about the qualities required to fulfill the job. Encourage them and announce reward for successful completion. Underline, because unless you reward them, the things will not work. Change management, every organization needs to change itself to meet the various challenges, either externally or self-imposed. Resistance to change. You know, there is always a resistance to change. People don't like to change. Whenever any change is introduced, it surely upsets many people. The same thing you will be learning in innovation management. Whenever we want to do any innovation, whenever we want to do any change, people will say, no, it cannot work. Changes are not accepted without resistance. So here the leadership works. People will say, I don't understand. It is against the my ideals. Old is gold. I will stick to the old. This has failed elsewhere. This will not work here. This is against norms. Everything is okay. Now I am fed up. This won't work. My workload will increase. What do I get from this? My ego. I don't want to do it. What I will get if I do it? Like that, there will be resistance for change. The leadership has to work towards this. The personal qualities required to overcome this resistance are self-esteem, positive thinking, open mind, unselfish attitude from the leader. The personal qualities, company interest, above the self-interest, confidence in others, willingness to take risk. Boldness, unegoistic personality, creativity, belief in creativity. So if there is a change, because a change will be there, environment is changing, customer is upgrading its requirements. Define the change, state how appropriate change is, make everyone know the benefits. Collect the earlier success stories about benefits from the change. Convince them, communicate them. CEO should be thoroughly convinced about the change. Again, CEO. Prepare schedule for the change. Involve everyone. Introduce in one department first. Let everyone see the benefits. Have many meetings and training sessions about the change. Convince them that change is beneficial. People implementing the quality processes have to be highly motivated. That reward I was telling. It can come from others, such as superiors' encouragement. But it is desirable that motivation is present in every individual practicing quality management. If people are not involved, if people are not motivated, and then there is no quality management. This motivation is a result of self-esteem, positive thinking, teamwork, all members actively participate, members communicate openly, conflict is effectively managed, no domination by one or two members, decisions are critically analyzed, consensus decisions, all members share team leadership, disruptive behavior is confronted by the team. If somebody tries to disrupt the ongoing procedure of the team, the team members will resist it. Team membership is rewarding and enjoyable. Characteristics of a team are focus on goal. Members, see, I am covering these two important things, leadership and team. Members contribute voluntarily. There is no force. Climate of trust and openness, again, mutual trust. Interdependent work. Two-way communication, not one-way communication. Motivated to learn while performing. Give and take policy. All this I am telling about a good team. If this atmosphere is not there, what TQM we are talking about? Conflicts are automatically solved. Members participate in decision making. They are empowered. Harmony. Again, this word has come. Harmony with systematic procedure, synergetic effect. The prime objectives of the team leader are, as he fulfills the task, he should ensure that every individual has a gain. He has to gain, which should be in terms of personal development, personality development. Otherwise, the team member will not be motivated. He will not have morale. He should work towards getting synergetic effect. This requires working together. The leader should develop teams to work in unison. Think about the task and delegate the work to the members. Take care of the team members' personal focus, self needs. As I said, my boss was coming to my house. He helped me. I remember that I was motivated because of this small action from his side. That was a big action as far as I was concerned. But I was motivated. I said, oh, my boss helped me when I was in difficulty. So I must work for him. Look after the members for professional focus, social focus. All the three focuses should be present. Which are three? Team members' personal focus, team members' social focus, team members' professional focus, output, target and efficiency. All the three focus. That is team leader, prime objective of the team leader. Factors that influence togetherness between the team leader and the team is physical proximity, common work area, social personal homogeneity, communication, role clarity, leader's interest, prevailing culture, clarity of the culture. What are stumbling blocks? Stumbling blocks, ego, selfishness, blaming culture, heterogeneous and ineffective leadership. A decision can be implemented by autocratic rule, by majority voting and by consensus. Autocratic rule, the leader will say, I want this to be implemented, over, no talk, nobody will talk. Second, by majority voting, as it happens in parliament, you know what kind of chaos goes on there. Majority voting and by consensus. That means most of the members or all the members say, okay, this is the decision. And the best decision is by consensus. Everyone understands the decision. You can live with the decision, support the decision. The decision does not disturb you ethically and morally. A big consensus is composed of a series of little tiny agreements. The power of consensus comes from within, comes from inclusion. And consensus decisions are self-implementing and need little monitoring because they are consensus. Everybody has agreed to that decision. Total employee involvement is like this, that all the people are pushing the ball up front and the ball will never fall down if employees work like this. Thank you.